Rural Focus, Alan here with you this morning, now joined by Neil Ballard. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm well, thanks, Alan.
Now, you're from Global Pest Consultants, but you've been working with Murdoch Uni for years and years and years.
Yes, and this particular program we're talking about today, the MALDI-ID program for identifying which strain of rhizobia you have in the nodule on any particular legume plant. It's always been able to be done by the researchers and the rhizobiologists at the Centre for Rhizobia Studies, but this is the first time it's become a commercially available option for farmers to make sure that they've got the latest strain of rhizobia in their nodules on that particular legume they're trying to grow.
Now, imagine you say commercial, that shortens the turnaround time for testing.
Yes, because it's an electronic machine and electronic system, so it can be done fairly quickly. In the space of a couple of weeks, you can have a result. So you just buy the sample kit.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and dig up plants, wash them, get some nodules off a particular group of plants, whether they're all subclover or lupins or ceradella or whatever they are. Follow the instructions and send them off, and then in a couple of weeks you'll get back the results and the recommendations of what you can do to improve the nitrogen fixation mm-hmm. levels of your particular legume.
Absolutely, and I imagine there's a video or something online to help people.
Yes, there is, Alan. There's a YouTube video. You can Google MALDI-ID and on YouTube, and you'll get there's two videos there. One shows you how to do the sampling, and the other one shows you how to fill out the paperwork and how to read the results when you get them back.
Excellent. And you just showed me before you had a newspaper clipping as well, just kind of a testament of how well it is doing in WA.
It's going well. It's only really been commercial for a bit over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done so well that Sophie DeMeyer, who's developed this system at Murdoch University, has reached the semi-finals of the WA Innovator of the Year Award.
Wow.
In the innovation section, which is quite an outstanding achievement to this point in time, and with any luck, she'll go further than the semi-finals.
Yeah, hopefully. Well done to her. Before I let you go, how much does it cost for one of these kits?
It costs $300 for a kit, which will do one paddock and one legume host. It includes four special sample bags, your return postage and all your analysis fees. And then you'll get back a detailed results sheet indicating the strain of rhizobia that's in the nodules. So if you've got a paddock that was inoculated with an old strain of inoculum some years ago, and you just need to know whether you need to update to a later
mm-hmm.
a later version, and that will tell you so. The Centre for Rhizobia Studies at Murdoch University are world leaders in the development of new strains of rhizobia and discovery and commercialisation. So they're continually working to find strains that will make a particular legume plant grow much better and be more productive and fix more nitrogen. So you need to make sure you've got the latest and the greatest.
Excellent. People want to get the latest and the greatest. Where can they go?
To get in touch with Sophie at Murdoch University. And she's on email at s.dmeyer, DEMEYER @maldid.com, or give Sophie a ring on 0451 505 456.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks, Alan.